welcome to the show, let's make moves. Nothing's gonna stop us, it's time to get rough. Turn the whole room up, it's never enough. Let's go, 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 let's go. What's going on, everyone? This is Ryan, and this is episode 2 of the Marketing Madness Podcast. Thanks for chiming in and listening. Today, I am going to talk about how to get your business online. And, you know, especially in this day and age, like we're in 2021 now, if you're not online, then you're going to be missing out on a whole whack load of potential clients and exposure for your business. As we all know, people are glued to their phones and other electronics, and you know, they're not looking through phone books or magazines or things like that anymore. And if they are going through that, then again, they're online. So if your business, even if your business does not sell directly online, you need to have your business online so people can still find your brand and find out if you're a brick and mortar company. They got to find out where you are, like where you're located. You know, like Google Maps, if you're not on there, Google Maps is even ranking. You know, somebody can look for your service or your product, but if you're not online and optimized, they won't even see you. They'll find your competitors who are optimized. So it's not only just getting online, you got to optimize yourself and build your brand online as well. And that's what I'm going to kind of get into today. I'm going to do a 10-step thing of, you know, just a quick start guide for you to get online. For the people who are just starting off and don't know what to do, I know it's a lot of work. There's a lot of things to do starting a business. It's not easy, but stick with it. It'll pay off if you stick with it. So number one, what you want to do is you want to go get a domain name. And the domain name you can either get at a, you know, you can go online. For example, we usually buy our domain names with GoDaddy. It just seems to be the easiest to work with and to host there. So you just go on GoDaddy and you literally just sign up for an account and you put in different domains of what you want. So that this can be your brand name. It can be an abbreviation. It can be whatever you want, but it'll tell you if it's actually available or not. And you can do different extensions like a .com, .ca, .net, etc. And you know, for example, our marketing agency is marvelmarketing.ca. So it's a direct brand name domain. And, you know, there's two ways to go about it. You can do it like that, where if your name is johnspizza.com or John's Pizza, you can go get the domain name johnspizza.com if it's available. And now if you're in Canada, you can go then if the .com is not available, you can go and see if the .ca is available, because a lot of times the .com will be already taken, but the .ca will be available. And this is because people in the States cannot get a .ca domain. So that's kind of the trick with that. The other way about it is you can go get a, you know, if it's John's Pizza, you can go, you know, you could change it to Metro Pizza or Calgary. If you're located in a city, you can go Calgary John's Pizza or Calgary, whatever. The only thing you got to be careful with putting a location with anything in your branding is it's really hard to expand if you ever get to that point, if you want to expand to a different city, because then you're having to do different branding to either go Edmonton John's Pizza or Vancouver John's Pizza. You can't stick with the same brand. And we've run into a couple of our clients doing that, and it's not easy and it gets more expensive. So I would recommend doing if you can, an exact brand domain, and then you can, you know, that's way easier to brand if you expand. After you get your website, you're going to want to go get some hosting, website hosting, which you can get from GoDaddy as well, but I don't recommend the hosting from GoDaddy. It's not the best. You know, there's a number of hosting companies out there that you can go, get hosting from. SiteGround is one. There is Bluehost as well. But we usually stick with SiteGround for our clients. So you can go there, and there's different kinds of hosting, guys. Like you can get shared hosting, or you can get dedicated WordPress hosting. The dedicated hosting is going to be a little bit more expensive, but you know, overall it's worth it. It gives you an advantage because you're not sharing that hosting with other people. Now, if you're just starting out and you're really on a budget, that shared hosting will work for you. And eventually you can bump up to the dedicated hosting. But if you can, go with the dedicated hosting. It's, you know, on average, it's probably going to be $10 to $20 a month. As a business expense, it's worth it. Then you're going to want to get your website. And this, you know, the majority of websites these days are unfortunately started on website builders like Wix. And these become a headache. People kind of get halfway through and they're like, okay, this is too much. You know, we either don't have the time or it's become too difficult. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. And they end up coming to us. And we immediately get them off them and we swap them over to WordPress. We actually, you know, we tell them, you know, as long as they're not, you know, 95% done their website, if they're just a little bit through, you know, like 50%, we're like, okay, we're going to just switch you over to WordPress. We're not going to charge you any extra because in the long run, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier for us and a heck of a lot better for them. And this is just because, you know, I'm not trying to bash the companies like Wix and Squarespace is another one, but you know, they do make it easier for the person building it if they have no experience, but in the long run, they're very restricted. It's almost like Apple where, you know, when you buy a phone, you also got to go get the headphones and the charger and everything. And you can't use anything else. You got to use their brand. And that's the same thing with Wix. And I don't like it because it really restricts you, especially when it comes to the SEO part of things. So we bring everyone over to WordPress, and that's what we focus on. WordPress or Shopify, if they're doing an e-com store, both allow for really good optimization and customization for both design and SEO. So that's what we bring them over to. And to do that, usually your hosting, if you get dedicated WordPress hosting, you can start up a WordPress right in there. Guys, I don't know how many people have gone to the wrong WordPress and paid for WordPress. You do not have to do that. WordPress is free. You do not have to pay for WordPress. You know, this is really where I would recommend getting someone that knows what they're doing to help you, even if you have to just get a consult on it to get you set up and to start building your website. You know, maybe you don't have the budget to pay an agency or a web designer to do your whole website, but at least get it set up properly. It'll make your life a lot easier. And then when you get in there, you can use what they call as click and drag builders. You know, a really well-known one is Elementor. You know, you can use this and it's almost as easy as Wix or Squarespace to do. So there's really no excuse to not get over to WordPress. So moving on, after you've gotten your website kind of set up, you want to start creating content. And the content you want to create, I see on a lot of websites, is very short, very poorly written, not thought out, kind of just whimmed. This is a step that you do not want to overlook. It's something that you should spend a lot of time on or dedicate some of your budget towards getting done. Content these days, you can build a website, and I'm going to go into this right now. You can build a website and you can get it online, but it's really useless if no one can see it. It's like buying a Ferrari and just literally keeping it in your garage. And never driving it, no one ever getting to see it, no one ever getting to experience it, and so on. You know, the same thing is with a website. If you just have your website built, you put your time into building it, and no one can see it, well, then what's the point? And what I'm getting onto is SEO, search engine optimization, which heavily relies on really well-written and thought-out content. So what I mean by that is you want to make... So first off, I want to tell you guys SEO... websites are not ranked on the entire website. SEO is ranking your website per page. So each page you should be focused on ranking for something different. You don't want to rank for the same thing on two different pages. That's what we call duplicate content. And so your content should be, you know, each service that you provide. So let's say you're a landscaper and you do you know, lawn maintenance and snow removal. Okay. Lawn maintenance should be one page. Snow removal should be a separate page. I see a lot of times people putting their services, they just have a page for services and they put all their services on one page. This is not how you should do it. It's fine to have that service page and have maybe a short description of the service, but then you should have a link or a button or whatever that brings you to the actual service page. And that service page needs to go into heavy detail. And this includes titles, well-written, you know, paragraphs, short paragraphs, to the point, like grade 5 level writing should be very easy to read, short sentences, bullet points, including bullet points, topics that people are searching. So you want to, you know, an easy way to do that is you can go to Google Trends, or you can just go and do a search on Google, put in, you know, lawn maintenance, your city. So lawn maintenance, Calgary. And it will, Google will literally put on a silver platter for you questions that people are asking. Those questions that you see on the search results, Google's putting those there because that's what people are searching. So if you go answer those, that's going to build your online authority, and Google's going to see you as a highly authoritative brand in that space, and that's how you're going to get ranked. So this is all why content is very important for when you're building your website. The other thing you want to do is include images. And, you know, it's really easy to go include stock images. And while I agree that there are, you know, spots on a website where stock images are just fine and you kind of need to fill space and do that, you should, especially on your homepage, include some unique images, like images of your team, images of your business, images of your location, images of your team at work, your products, your services. There's a lot of things you can include, and, you know, it should be unique images for your business and branded. Try to get your logo in there. You know, if your team is wearing branded attire, get that in there. You know, this helps tremendously. I see a lot of people just going on Google or free image sites and getting random images to put on their site, and that's really not helping. The other thing you want to do is get your what's called Google My Business listing set up, which is the whenever you do a search for a company or a product or a service, usually you'll see map results in the Google search results. And that is a GMB or a Google My Business listing. And you want to get that set up ASAP. So that you'll put in your business name, you'll have to get it verified, you'll have to put in content, fill your hours, etc. You want to fill it out 100%. And, you know, put your website there. There's a spot there where you can link your website. Next off, you'll want to go create your social media pages. And I would say, you know, create as many as you want. But obviously different social media platforms are going to be better for different businesses. It really depends on what you're doing. But I would say no matter what business, Facebook would be one. Instagram would be another one, and you probably want Twitter as well. You know, and then you can get into other ones. Like, those are the base ones for any business that you want to get. I would also recommend getting a LinkedIn. That is a very good one. And then there's also TikTok. And then there's a whole bunch of others you can do, but those are kind of the, you know, the base ones that you want to start with and actually really have. And you want to start building on there. You want to start, you know, getting followers. And you do that by, again, putting out good content, putting out posts, putting up images. You know, there's a whole bunch of things you can do to build your social media following. Then you want to really start driving traffic to your website. And you do this by, you know, the easiest thing to do is making blogs. And I say it's the easiest thing to do is it's probably the least expensive, but then it's time consuming. So really, is it the least expensive? I don't know. It really depends on what you're doing and what you want to do. Maybe you want to outsource it, but you really want to, what blogs do, the nice thing about blogs is, you know, if you put a blog post out once a week, it just shows Google that your business and your website is active, you're alive, and that'll help your rankings. But as well, those blog posts should be really thought out and should be on topics that people, again, are wanting to know, are searching on Google, and you do this by doing keyword research. And, you know, each blog post should be on it, on, like I said, a certain topic, and then can be linked to pages, which then can be supporting content to your main pages on your website, which will in turn help your main pages rank higher on Google. The other thing you can do is you can do some email marketing. You can join online communities and pages. You can set up a shop on Marketplace. You can run promotions. There's also the paid options like running Google ad campaigns, Facebook ad campaigns, which would also be Instagram ads. So there's a whole lot of things that you can start doing to start bringing traffic to your website and your entities. But what you really want is your website to generate leads. And you do this by getting that traffic to your website, but you want your website to obviously convert. And that's another part of your website that you want set up. You either got to decide that, are people going to be directed from your ads and your traffic and all that? Are they going to be going to the main pages? Are they going to be going to the landing pages, etc.? You got to make sure your main pages do have follow-throughs for click-throughs for people to go to your contact page or to purchase a product or purchase a service. You can't just have content on there and then nowhere for them to contact you. So, and then we want to, obviously the last thing would be measuring your progress and seeing what's really working, seeing what's not, and then going in there and, you know, optimizing where you want to hone your focus on and where you want to direct your budget to. You also want to keep your website in shape. You know, if you're using WordPress, you're going to be using plugins probably. So you want to keep your plugins updated. You want to be updating content on a regular basis. You know, maybe things change and you need to, you know, change your services, change your prices, etc. You want to track your website's performance to make sure your website is continuously moving up in rankings and you're not dropping off. You know, these are all things that you want to evaluate. And eventually, guys, these are all things that you can get, you know, you can pay for. You can pay an agency like Marvel Marketing, or there's tools online too, to help make this all easier. But it's all costing money. So if you're just starting out, you know, I know just as much as anyone else starting a business, you know, you're probably short on cash, and these things are, you know, luxuries. And, you know, if you put all your money towards these type of things, then you have no money for anything else. So I get at the beginning, you're going to have to do a lot of this stuff yourself, but hopefully you get to a point soon enough that you can start outsourcing these things to companies, because, you know, then it gives you your full time to work on your own business. And, you know, that's really how you're going to excel. But this is kind of just a quick overview of how to really get your business online, how to do it quick. And hopefully this helps. There's a lot more stuff that can go into detail. And if you need any guidance, or if you need help, or if you are ready to hire an agency to help you with all this, you know, give us a shout. We do free consults for anyone. No obligation. We'll give you free advice if you need. If you have a question, reach out to me either on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or shoot us a message on our website, marvelmarketing.ca, and we'll be happy to answer any questions or help you out. So again, thanks for listening in. This is episode 2 of the Marketing Madness podcast, and we'll see you on episode 3.